seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Radio, only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Passing the House in a party-line vote, no Republican support. Sweeping police reform bill dubbed the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. Among other things, the bill would ban chokeholds and qualified immunity for law enforcement. It now goes to the Senate, another measure that passed the House, controversial voting rights legislation. That also passing the House without any GOP support. U.S. Capitol Police and other law enforcement agencies are on high alert today, responding to intelligence about a potential plot against the U.S. Capitol by militia groups. Responding to that intelligence and those reports of a possible plot, the House canceling all of its activity for today. Wall Street stock futures pointing to a lower open. Right now, Dow futures down 148 points and NASDAQ futures off 107. More details at srnnews.com.
The following are real-life stories from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relieved.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Look, in that crowded restaurant.
At the amusement park.
In the movie theater.
It's Vaccinated Man.
Who?
Vaccinated Man, the man who acts like a strange being from 2019. Vaccinated Man, the only superhero who doesn't wear a mask. Vaccinated Man, fighting a never-ending battle for hugging, shaking hands, and returning to the American way.
Man, here we are, returning to the American way. And returning with the all-American
adorable
weatherman that everybody loves and we all missed for a long week.
Rich Thomason.
Yes, Rich Thomason weather. Next.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery.
Chilly this morning, hot tamale. Chilly, yeah, it's 37 out there this morning. But it looks like it's going to be a really nice day. Yesterday was great. 66 yesterday. How about 72 today? How about yes? Sunshine nearly perfect on this Thursday. Mostly clear, chilly tonight. Overnight low 43. Tomorrow's high near 70. Clouds will increase during the day, but we're dry tomorrow. There could be some showers late Friday night in the wee hours of the morning. And if there are any, you'll probably sleep through them. It'll be dry Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sun over the weekend. Mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday. Right now this morning with clear skies, it's 37 degrees the time, 6:09.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
I'll tell you, an essential business that's open for business right now and never shut down, and even during our uncertain times, they're there for us, and that's Plumbing by Luquire, because, as we all know, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem. And that's why they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, even in the middle of the weekend, even in the middle of a holiday, even in the middle of a pandemic. Plumbing by Luquire, very professional. They'll pick up the phone, tell you they're on their way. And then they'll diagnose the problem and tell you how much it's going to cost before they fix it. That's called upfront pricing. Think about the whole house plumbing inspection, because if you're going to be going on a trip like I just did, I had the peace of mind of knowing that they checked my plumbing and that there were no problems that were about to become major problems. So I walked into the house and I didn't hear squish when my foot hit the carpet. Plumbing by Luquire, 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab, Alabama certification number 84417.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
So nice to have you back.
What today?
It's Thursday.
This Thursday?
I need caffeine today.
Get that coffee going?
Yes, coffee.
I think I'll go and brew some coffee.
Where's the coffee pot?
No coffee.
No work.
There you go. Enjoy your coffee.
Now get back to work.
Have a great day, everybody.
everybody. Let's have a great day.
I take your position. It's showtime.
Lots to talk about today. Hey, we're back on television this morning as well.
Yes, we are.
And whatever you do, don't mention the fact that my hair looks just a little bit darker than it did yesterday. It's for lighting.
It's the lighting.
It looks good.
Oh, it's the lighting. I see.
We have a mystery caller. Hello?
Hello, mystery caller. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning. It's Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, yesterday I talked to Greg. We were talking about All in the Family, and I said something about a disclaimer. Well, I watched it last night so I could give him what it says.
Okay.
Okay, it says, this below disclaimer aired before the first episode of All in the Family in 1971. The program you're about to see is All in the Family. It seeks to throw a humorous spotlight on our frailties, prejudice, and concerns by making making a source of laughter. We hope to show in a mature fashion just how absurd they are.
That's what that show did.
Yep. We believe this original intent holds true today and choose to air the show, though it may contain offensive language.
Well, you know what? We all have the ability to decide what we're offended over, don't we?
Exactly.
We seem to have forgotten that. And what Turner actually was going to be my rocket scientist of the day. Coming up in just a minute here, because I'm really pissed off at Turner Classic with what they're doing.
There's a whole network based on
classic movies that were made long ago when things were different. And if people can't accept that, if they feel they got to apologize for movies they're going to be airing, they may as well just pull the plug on it. The hell with it. What's the point?
I agree. I mean, All in the Family, if you don't like it, don't watch it.
That's pretty much true of any radio or television show, you know? I appreciate you doing the research on that for me. Thank you.
No problem. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's been a topic the last couple of days.
Re-edit Titanic and the boat sails away.
Yeah, it makes it to New York.
It never goes down.
Nobody gets killed.
That's right.
Yeah, let's just rewrite history continuously. So, yeah, apparently it starts tonight with the airing of Gone with the Wind. They're going to have a diverse group discussion among people about the movie. So that, first of all, the rage mob. Do you really think they spend a lot of time watching Turner Classic movies? I think that audience is comfortably an older demographic. And everybody kind of understands when you watch these old movies and you see certain things. Fred Astaire in blackface, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
That was acceptable at the time it was done.
Yeah.
It may not have been, it seems horrific by today's standards, but it is so unfair to measure anything that happened before today by today's standards. We keep evolving.
What was the first talkie, the jazz singer?
Yeah, that was Al Jolson.
Blackface. Yeah.
So, and for the lifetime that movie has been on TV, every time it was in TV Guide, every time they do lists, it always had 4 stars next to it. Now, I don't know that they would ever even show it again.
Yeah.
WGN used to show that movie a lot.
That's right. That's right.
At their late night film.
Or a Saturday afternoon matinee.
And you know what? I don't think the demand for any of this is coming from your everyday person. This is people looking to cancel our history.
It's not. Good morning. Thank you. Hi. Don't cancel me.
Hey, we can't cancel her. She was the star of the show at Bob's.
I know. I was looking for your music online yesterday. The email you sent me, the music didn't come along with it.
So I remedied said situation, and I brought you a
there
CD.
There you go. Look at that. Wait a minute. Can you autograph it?
I can, yes. I think I've got a Sharpie down in the car somewhere. Okay. We'll find it. Or look, there's a pen right there. And then, we...
How was the crowd last night?
Good. We had a ball. It was good.
Did you sell some... EPs?
We did. We sold about 21 of them.
Very
so
nice.
we did great. We gave away five, and then Miss Tammy actually bought 2 to give away.
Watch it debut on the Billboard chart at number 1.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
I bought 5. We're giving them away next week.
Is that
happy
right?
Hour, yes.
Yep.
Well, okay, so now I have my own copy, so you don't have to send me that other email.
And I can remedy situation of autographing it right now.
You know what that autograph's going to be worth in a few years?
Oh, I hope it's worth millions.
Let's see, what can you write? To the most
adorable
person I've ever worked with.
Stop. That was a nice long time off, and thanks for bearing with me. I last worked Thursday last week.
I'll be getting even with you soon. Well, maybe. I don't know if it'll be soon.
Look at that.
But you needed it, man. You had well earned that lengthy
break. I was loving the pictures from St. Augustine.
Got together with family and friends that just happened to be in town, too. It all worked out perfectly. And the weather was sensational.
It looked gorgeous.
I only gained 1 pound, but ate very well.
Very nice.
Hey, it's doggy day in the studio.
Yes, it is. We've got Lincoln and Chase, and there's Lincoln on cue. And
Lucille's down below us in the BAM studio.
Oh, see? There we go. It's bring your dog to work day. And right now, Chase and Lincoln are getting along decently.
Peacefully coexisting.
Yes. And so we shall see how the next 2.5 hours go.
Yep.
Lincoln has his bow tie on for...
As the leader of the show, I'm invoking the Rodney King standard.
Can we all get along? Can we get along?
That works. We can do it.
How about some local news at 6:16?
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Lee County community held a candlelight vigil last night to honor the 23 lives lost in the Beauregard tornado 2 years ago. The community also took time to recognize first responders who were on scene in Lee County. We continue to see improvements when it comes to statewide coronavirus hospitalizations. The Alabama Department of Public Health says they've now dropped to 559. The total number of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Alabama is now over 389,000. More than 14,000 cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. And President Joe Biden will participate in the Bridge Crossing Jubilee in Selma this weekend. Organizers say Biden will appear virtually at the Martin and Coretta King Unity Breakfast Sunday morning. This year's Jubilee will be mostly virtual. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay.
Oh, no. They got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, don't like the way you look on Zoom calls? Is your virtual touch-up not touching up? Then try Zumbaline, the first men's face enhancer made specially for Zoom.
Wait, is this makeup?
Just think of it as a filter, like cat lawyer.
So Zumbaline can turn me into a cat?
Sure. Just use our eyeliner to draw whiskers on your face.
Eyeliner? Wait, hold on. This is makeup.
Stop being such a dude. Now, let's fix your washed out lips with some mouth amplifier.
This is lipstick.
Mouth amplifier. Please lick your teeth. You have mouth amplifier smeared all over them.
Ugh, this feels so wrong, yet somehow so right.
Zumbaline virtual touch-up products. Maybe it's makeup, maybe it's Zumbaline.
Ooh, I need more blush. Oops, I meant Skype paint.
I'm wearing it now.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day.
For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
As if going back in time and apologizing for movies that were made decades ago under totally different standards than those we embrace today, you'll be happy to know that Barbie is now introducing, and I'm not making this up, the Eleanor Roosevelt doll.
Not a good-looking woman.
Perfect.
For
Perfect.
Women's History Month.
Oh, boy.
I've always wondered what Eleanor Roosevelt would look like in Barbie's Corvette.
Mm-hmm.
Barbie's big house. There's Eleanor.
You know, there is a Barbie-themed Corvette down in Florida.
A real one.
A real one.
Because Janelle had the actual Corvette. It was the funniest thing. I gave that to her when she was about 3 or 4.
Corvette Barbie?
It's a Corvette you could actually sit and drive, battery-powered.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, those.
And somewhere, and I think maybe I'll have Dan Black try and help me find this, we went to the store, and she drove her Corvette all the way. Now, I have video of her crossing the street, but there's no traffic. I mean, I made sure there was nobody even in sight.
Right.
And watching her tootle across, she owns the place, that was kind of cool.
Hey, the 12th, that her birthday's coming up.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The doll is available for $29.99. This is the Eleanor Roosevelt.
Yeah.
It's fully posable. It's in her likeness with an iris print dress. Barbie doll's based on Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Jean King, Florence Nightingale, Sally Ride, Rosa Parks, Amelia Earhart, Katherine Johnson, and Frida Kahlo. Kahlo? Have been previously released as part of the Inspiring Women line. So,
not a good-looking woman.
I think they need to add a beach version of Rich.
The shirtless Rich Thomas
doll. Yeah, to the male line, yeah.
Oh, my God.
All they got to do, hey, it's real simple. Barbie's weatherman.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go. Personal weatherman.
Comes with shorts but no shirt.
A cute little dog.
Yeah, cute little Chase. Sidekick, right?
Anatomically correct.
Yeah.
What's funny is, Greg disagreed.
How about that? A doll with a quack. Jay, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right.
All right. Good.
Good morning, Jay.
Did I hear the state of Alabama might
today at 11 o'clock
open up for business?
That's what it says on Breitbart. Texas has already announced, Mississippi and others following suit. South Dakota never really shut down, and they did not have the super spreader event that the Sturgis motorcycle rally was supposed to be, and all this other garbage. And I hate to say it, but our prep services did nothing but produce songs that will predicting doom for Texas.
Okay, well.
And we've already had over 50 million people vaccinated. Get over yourselves already.
So the president said Neanderthal. This was Neanderthal behavior.
Freedom is Neanderthal behavior.
Oh, my Lord.
Our moron in the White House. Yeah. That's what he had to say about it. It's just, it's beyond unreal. While we're waiting to make our television connection, let me tell you about a guy that knows real estate. We talked to Brant McDonald yesterday afternoon, and mortgage interest rates are going to be creeping up. There is going to be some inflation ahead. In that mode, if you've been kind of on the fence about selling your home or buying a home, it's time to call Eddie Bader and get the ball rolling before rates climb much higher. You can buy a whole lot of house at the rates that mortgages are at today. And he's the guy to find the place. Where do you want to live? Prattville, Millbrook, Montgomery, Pike Road, south of town, Clanton. Eddie can tell you what's available in those areas. Just off the top of his head, he has got, amazing grasp of the market. And he can also, of course, if you need to sell your home, whether you're moving out of town or retiring or you just like to downsize, he's the guy you want because there's always an urgency attached to selling your home. The market is red hot. Eddie has, when he was on Saturday morning with us last weekend, he was looking at the week back and had two houses on the market that sold above their listed price within 3 days.
He's amazing. Wow. I don't know when he sleeps.
I don't either.
Because I get likes from him when I'm posting in the middle of the night.
Yeah. I think he works 24/7. But you're certainly better with Bader when it comes to real estate, whether you're selling your place or looking for a place to buy. Call Eddie Bader at 322-0662. 322-0662. Eddie Bader with EXP Realty.
He's great with real estate.
I also just posted that. No, did I? Yeah, I did. I did a different source on that. The Turner Classic. Problematic films.
Well, at least we still have Dr. Seuss. Oh, wait.
Oh, no. By the way, we set a record yesterday.
Yeah?
Somebody wrote a really clever Dr. Seuss-like limerick. About 8 lines.
Right.
I posted it at 7:15. By the end of yesterday, it had over 1,000 shares.
You're kidding me. I got to see it.
On my page.
I got to check it out. I haven't seen it yet.
It's really well done. Let me see.
There is.
No, there's actually another one.
This is it.
Okay.
Never will I ever write another book about a cat, a hat, or a fish in a brook. My stories, my limericks, the telling did end. The mob crashed in and took my pen. Now I won't be last, and I sure wasn't first, but this culture is evil. They're simply the worst. 1,800 shares.
That's great.
That is a tie now. The only thing I've ever posted that's had that many shares was Janelle's wedding picture with me.
Oh, man.
Down the aisle.
I love the style.
The Center for Inquiry Los Angeles has been running a contest offering anyone who can prove they have superpowers $250,000. A lot of people have applied, but no one has been successful yet. There's a lot to talk about with this. Want to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, everybody. It's been a few days since we've seen you guys.
It's been a long time, but we're glad to be here this morning.
Good to see you guys.
Yeah.
I was going to do something on my superpower, but I was unable to get a hold of any of the women who could have,
to help vouch for you.
That's our segment for this morning.
Bear witness.
Don't you have to speak through your divorce attorney with them?
I just said that we were excited to see you guys, Greg, and you're trying to get us taken off the air the first 10 minutes of this, or 10 seconds of the segment.
Oh, goodness.
I'll be silent for the rest of the segment just to make sure we don't get into trouble.
Is it dog day over there, it looks like?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You got Lincoln, got Chase, and downstairs, Lucille in the BAM studio. It's Lucille's birthday.
Yep.
So,
how about that? Managing a show with 4 people, 2 dogs, getting breakfast ready, getting all the stuff ready for the show. That's kind of
how
a
do you do it?
Isn't it?
How do you do it? You're amazing.
Crazy.
You're amazing.
Do you hear that world's smallest violin?
That's your superpower, Greg.
If you listen real carefully, yes. There it is. I just heard it.
What superpower does everybody want?
Is that Jay back there playing it?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's Jay's secret super hidden power.
Jay's so talkative. I swear. Say something, Jay. Say hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
Well, I mean, considering that he is literally the adhesive that keeps our whole company, not just our station, but all 7...
Eight.
Yeah, we have 8 stations.
I always forget that last one.
We're going to lock you in the vault.
I love that. Describe Jay in one word. Adhesive.
Adhesive. Glue.
That sticks.
Sticky.
Yeah. How about you? What on your side
Making
there?
Making up
what,
for lost time this morning, guys.
Yeah.
Who's got superpowers on your end over there?
Yeah, and what superpowers?
I guess mine would be, like, not sleeping and still, I guess, kind of being presentable. I'll let you guys be the judge. Viewers, let us know if we're not presentable. And I haven't heard anything, so I'm assuming that means that I can run off a little sleep pretty well.
Look at that guy. He looks dashing this morning.
I say you're the superhero known as Ageless Man.
Ageless Man.
It's hard to believe he's 48 this week.
A lot of people would say underage man is what they would say, not ageless man.
Him and Rich are the ageless.
You're gonna be carted for 20 more years.
Buddy. Yeah, but you know we're all blessed with a.
And here's the bad thing: we were riding around the other day, and the cop pulled me over and said he had to get in the back seat, in the booster seat.
Oh man,
that's funny.
That's
funny. Oh, my goodness.
Super. So you get paid $250,000 if you can prove that you have superpowers?
So far, nobody's claimed it.
Yeah.
That we know of.
Yeah.
But I think everybody is really super good at something.
I want to see the applications. I want to see the people that have applied to say what their superpower. And then how are they going about proving it?
I don't know.
That's true.
All I'm saying is that no moms have applied for this because we know that every mom has those eyes in the back of their head that they don't see anything going on. So obviously none of them have applied for this yet.
Intuition, that's amazing. Like, your mom can call you like a day before something like, hey, what are you doing? I don't know. What are you talking about? Or something's going on. Something's going on.
Or teachers writing on the blackboard and they said, Richard! it's like they could see.
They always know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, moms, that is the superpower that most moms have. You
just know,
don't waste your time trying to fool them, because it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to work.
Yep.
You hear that, Lincoln? Don't try to fool me. I know what you're up to.
All right, Lincoln.
And my mom, if we were in the car when we were kids,
right?
If we were acting up, she had an extendo arm
that
could reach from the driver's seat to the back of our family station wagon and give you a whack on the head.
Exactly.
To calm things
down. Stop this car and turn it right around, I swear.
My mom had that. It would have hit all three of us at the same time, because if one was misbehaving, we were all three misbehaving.
Hey, I just heard somebody rap us. It's like
it's good to hear that word again, though,
That is...
Go ahead.
That's another superpower that we have for our producers, getting us out of this segment on time. You guys have a great one. We will see you tomorrow morning. And to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Everybody looks so good this morning.
Gee, I hope I'm invited back.
You will be. How can we not invite you back?
I didn't think that was that over the top.
It's okay. You dig fine. It's all good.
All righty, it is 6:31. Mm-hmm. We have the timeline coming up.
What
is
it?
Back in your capable hands. I did my best in your absence.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I at least...
Did you do songs and stuff?
I did not. The Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting
was closed.
It was closed.
Yeah, did it go virtual?
Yes. But they'll be expecting a lesson today.
Oh, man, what a fool believes.
We have already roared through the first half hour of this thing this morning. We're going to get our first look at the roads here and then come back with that timeline. Cheap and Trashy later in the hour, and next hour, Random Facts with Jay, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. If you're in Prattville, we had an accident earlier at the corner of Durden Road and Lower Kingston. If you use that in the mornings, it is blocked right now. Power lines down. They're waiting on the power company. You'll have to take an alternate route. In Montgomery, we're not looking too bad. We've got a little congestion on the boulevard, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown, and no accidents in the Montgomery area to report at this time. Well, bad credit? Don't sweat it. Get the cash you need with an equity loan on your home, land, or auto. MCS and Wetumpka is just a phone call away with one-hour loan approvals. Call 567-9000, NMLS 232876. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Saddle up for the 64th Annual Southeastern Livestock Exposition Rodeo at Garrett Coliseum, March 18th through the 20th. The best in BRCA freestyle bullfights. Fun for the whole family. For tickets, visit slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
Hi, I'm Ashley Smith, owner of Rick's Jewelers. The results we saw after a few weeks running on Blue Water Broadcasting were phenomenal. Our sales rep was easy to work with, and we have been pleased with how helpful the entire team has been. We will continue to run our campaigns across the Blue Water family of stations, especially as we gear up for our busiest time of year.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Air Now Home Services on Main Street in Millbrook for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Drop off your pet and shelter supplies to help the River Region Humane Societies.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too.
Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear located in the Covered Bridge Shopping Center in Prattville. Prattville and Millbrook's only Southern lifestyle store. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Oswalt's Apparel and Footwear.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to Newstalk931.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. Newstalk 93.1 FM WACV.
This is not headline news. The SpongeBob movie starts streaming today. That'll explain the longer wait if you order a pizza. Those darn stoners. Someone made a beer out of Cadbury cream eggs. It's the first beer that makes you throw up before you drink it. Best Buy is closing many of its stores. Now many are wondering where they'll go to decide what to order off Amazon. A woman was hit in the head by a man with a sock full of coins last week on a New York subway. The woman is fine and said she was lucky she wasn't nickel and dimed to death. In sports, Johnny Manziel now wants to be a professional golfer. His handicap? Bourbon. And today is National Grammar Day, or as most of Twitter knows it, Thursday. This is not headline news.
At 6:35 with the timeline for the fourth day of March, here's your host, Rich Thomas.
63rd day of the year, 303 days remain. Is that right? No, that can't be right. It has to be 302 days. Because you're 63 and 2. Okay, today is National Hug a GI Day. National Grammar Day, we just heard that. It's Marching Music Day. And I heard that this is World Hearing Day.
What?
As I told you, I had my ears flushed yesterday. On this date in 1770, on a cold, snowy Boston night, a mob of American colonialists gather at the Customs House in Boston, and they begin taunting the British soldiers guarding the building, protesting taxation without representation. One thing led to another. Soldiers began firing. Five colonists were killed. On this date in 1861, Abraham Lincoln was inaugurated as our 16th president. This is pre-Civil War, his inauguration speech now. The Civil War would begin about a month later. Fort Sumter was fired on April 12th, 1861. And on this date in 1933, 88 years ago, FDR inaugurated as the 32nd president. His speech contained the famous quote, "The only thing we have to fear is fear itself." FDR is the last president inaugurated in March. That was the last time March 4th was used as Inauguration Day.
We need to bring that back. Somebody should have mentioned that over the last year, fear itself.
Mm-hmm. I thought you meant March inaugurations, which would actually make, it would be a long time from November to March.
It would be, from the election results.
Yeah, right. 1946, Churchill delivers his Iron Curtain speech. He did it in what state? You know where you give this?
Missouri.
That's right, Fulton, Missouri, at Westminster College.
Isn't it interesting that such an iconic person made that forever statement in Missouri.
In Missouri, at a little college.
Yeah.
71 years ago in 1950, Disney's animated classic Cinderella was released. Now, is there anything they have to fix in Cinderella, you think?
They'll find something in everything.
You know, her slipper.
Crazy.
I don't know. 1960 on this date, Lucille Ball files for divorce from Desi Arnaz. 1963, the hula hoop is patented, first marketed by Wham-O. In 1958, an estimated 25 million hula hoops were sold in its first 4 months of production alone. Have you ever done the hula hoop?
Oh, yes. Yeah? A lot.
There are some women that can keep, we used to work with somebody.
God rest your soul.
Perpetuate that.
Is that right? Yeah.
She had double jointed hips.
On that same day, in 1963, the Beach Boys released Surfin' USA, a song with lyrics by Brian Wilson. Set to the music of Sweet Little 16, written by Chuck Berry. Billboard ranked 1963 Surfin' USA as the number one song of 63. I did not know that. This is the day in 66 that John Lennon told the London Evening Standard that the Beatles were more popular than Jesus. He was just making a statement about how many people knew about the Beatles. It wasn't anything.
No, he actually was dissing the idea.
Right.
Jesus should be known to more than we should be.
Exactly.
He thought it was ridiculous.
All right, so the Rolling Stones on this date in 67 went to number one with Ruby Tuesday. It was their fourth U.S. number one single, but it was the B-side. I'm asking you, what was the A-side of Ruby Tuesday? What was the side, that the plug side? It didn't get played by radio because it had, because of the title.
Let's Spend the Night Together.
Let's Spend the Night Together. And on the Ed Sullivan Show, they had to change it to Let's Spend Some Time Together.
Yeah.
Yeah. On this date in 74, do you have the first issue of People magazine at your house?
I remember it. Yeah. I don't have it.
Who was on the cover? You know?
Oh, God. 74. Oh, man.
One of the many people married to Woody Allen.
Mia Farrow?
Yes, that's right. That's correct.
Look at you.
Now, our song of the day. When Tom Johnston left the Doobies in 1977, some people thought that would end the band. But then they added Michael McDonald to the band in 78, released an album called Minute by Minute. This song was written by Michael McDonald, and Kenny Loggins wrote this song. Smash number one hit, Doobies, on your timeline this morning. What a fool believes.
He came from somewhere back in how long ago. The sound of a fool don't see, trying hard to recreate what had yet to be created. Once in her life, she musters a smile for his nostalgic tale. Never coming near what he wanted to say, only to realize it never really was. She had a place in his life. He never made her think twice as she rises to her apology. Anybody else would surely know.
What's the name of the song?
He's watching her.
What a fool believes.
What a fool believes.
I don't know. What'd you think?
I like Michael McDonald, and he did one of the coolest things that any celebrity has ever done.
Yeah.
But he, for like a one-year period, was duetting with so many different people. So we did a whole morning show. I used to be able to hit that high, that upper octave voice that he did.
Uh-huh.
So we had people call up and request songs that they wanted Michael McDonald added to. We put him on the Beatles, the Beach Boys, and it was very, very funny.
Wow.
Michael McDonald sings everything.
But, you know, it wasn't the same Doobie Brothers that, listened to the music and
all. I would lean more towards the rockin' days. There's right. Jesus is Just All Right, those kind of songs.
Oh my gosh, what a great song. 27 years ago in 94, John Candy died of a heart attack. Was that drug?
No, that was weight related.
Yeah, he's 43.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was shooting a movie in Mexico, and they finished the movie around him somehow.
Yeah. 25 years ago in 1996, country legend Minnie Pearl died of a stroke. She was 83. I had breakfast with her on Norman Bridge Road one morning when she came to visit the radio station.
Did she have tags on her clothes?
She did not. No. 16 years ago in 2005, Martha Stewart was released from Camp Cupcake, more formally known as the Alderson Prison Camp, federal prison camp, 30 miles past the stroke of midnight after serving 5 months in prison. Birthdays, Chaz Bono. Is 52. Steve Weber, he was the guy on Wings, that TV show. He's 60 today. Now he's Fran Drescher's husband on the NBC sitcom Indebted. Patricia Heaton, who does a great job as Ray's wife, Deborah, on Everybody Loves Raymond, is 63.
She's a goddess. And, by the way, a dead ringer for Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Is that the best cast show just about any... of all time.
Pretty flawless.
Right. Amazing. Catherine O'Hara is 67. Wow. Paula Prentice.
She was married to Richard Benjamin.
What do you think? How old would she be?
672.
83 today.
Wow, I was way off on that one.
There's always one day when you're going to be off, and this was the day. Newt Rockne is how old today?
Dead. Oh. How many did you get last night?
That's right. Newt Rockne is dead. He was the legendary Notre Dame football coach. Is he the one that said, let's win one for the Gipper?
Yes.
Yeah. And who played him in the movie?
Ronald Reagan.
We're 10 days away from the time change and your chance to get in another bike ride.
Yes, perhaps, and evening. I can't wait. Yeah.
Spring begins in 16 days, Easter in 31 days, and the Biscuits baseball home opener 68 days from now in Riverwalk Park against Chattanooga. That's your timeline.
With your host. We did our electrifying story of the day a little bit earlier this hour, and I have posted that on my Facebook page. We'll be looking at it a little bit later for some comment on this.
Turner Classic Movies?
You have no idea how much this infuriates me. I'll get a quick example. Breakfast at Tiffany's was on the list. I've never really watched the movie, but I was wondering what could be so objectionable about that. In that movie, Mickey Rooney does a very racist performance of a Japanese man. I maintain that if Mickey Rooney were alive today, he would be horrified that he did that. He probably would say, why?
Right.
What was I thinking? I'm so embarrassed I ever did that.
Right.
Give them a break. It was the times they lived in, and we have evolved a lot, in my opinion. In my lifetime, we've evolved a lot, and I'm just so sick of. Because who in 80 years is going to come back and judge the people of today? That wouldn't be any more fair than what they're doing right now.
Well, you're knocked out about Turner Classic Movies, and rightfully so. But I can't believe the Dr. Seuss situation.
Well, a political commentator made a brilliant observation the other day. Dr. Seuss.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff will be the one that really does them in, where they have just pushed the envelope too far, enough already. Let it be, as the Beatles once said, and if you don't like something on a TV channel or a radio station or the song they're playing or what they're saying, change the channel. It's the great American freedom. Mr. Electric, 245-1566. Certified Masters, their business model is excellent. When you need an installation or a repair, just call them. They'll make an appointment to come out and assess, give you an estimate at a time that's convenient for you, and they'll do the service at a time that's convenient for you, and you'll pay the upfront price that they tell you you will. By the way, for free, they will inspect your home's wiring and fuse panel. That's always a good thing to have done every so often. And I'll give you a chance to meet these incredible people. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
See how sedate he's being? He's just there's another dog in here. And he's just
both of them are very calm and relaxed.
Lincoln's comfortable. He's taking a nap.
Chilly this morning, but look for sunshine and a nice recovery today. Nearly perfect Thursday with a high temperature up to about 72. I like coming back to work on Thursday because tomorrow is like Friday and stuff.
Yeah.
Mostly clear, chilly tonight, overnight low 43. Tomorrow, high temperature near 70. I think clouds will increase during the day, but we're dry. Widely scattered showers possible late Friday night. Dry Saturday and Sunday. Lots of sunshine over the weekend, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday, back to the 70s next week. Right now, clear skies and 37, it's 649.
All right, the rest of the cheap and trashy coming up. We have traffic in a moment.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. Noella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
648.
Montgomery Skywatch, traffic around the boulevard. We're light to moderate. We've got moderate traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery, and overall not super busy this morning in Montgomery. No accidents reported so far. However, up in Prattville at the corner of Lower Kingston and Durden Road, we had an accident, involved some power poles and power lines. They have Durden Road shut down. If you go out that way to work this morning, you'll have to take an alternate route. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes Ambulance there for you both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance ready at a moment's notice. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
When you call for disposal service, don't be put on endless hold by people who don't even know the area. You deserve better for your time and money. You deserve the friendly, local service thousands count on every day from Alabama Dumpster Service. Locally owned and operated, Alabama Dumpster answers your call with a local, friendly customer representative. Call us today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
With WOW Internet, your home is more than just a home. It can be your office and also a school and a gym and a store, a movie theater, a bar. You need speed and reliability to do it all. Get Super Fast Internet 100 for a crazy low $29.99 a month. Plus, for a limited time, get a free modem for 6 months. Sign up today at WOWWay.com.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change.
Alabama weather will never fail to surprise you. Our lawns hardly get a chance to have any downtime. And as usual, it's already time to start getting ready for spring. This year, save the hard work and aggravation and call Alabama Lawns, the River Region's leader in weed control and fertilization services. What makes Alabama Lawns the River Region's best? It's the people. They have the experience, education, and commitment to customer satisfaction. Ask your neighbors. Alabama Lawns has been the Montgomery Advertiser's Reader's Choice Award winner 9 years in a row. The Alabama Lawn staff is made up of long-term employees and agronomy graduates, and the staff at Alabama Lawns attend annual continuing education classes. It pays to have someone that knows southern grass types and how to keep them green and flourishing. Call Alabama Lawns today at 272-7171 and let them show you real value in a lawn maintenance service. Alabama Lawns, the company with black trucks and green lawns. 272-7171.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-wise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
Hello. Welcome to today's Cheap and Trash. I'm News Talk 93.1 FM. We posted the story on Turner Classic. They will be hosting diverse panel discussions to talk about how could those people who made these movies so long ago be so unwoke like we are today. Some of our listeners have taken the time to respond. Lindy says, I miss the old TCM. Cliff says, once again, the propaganda and enlightenment branch of the National Socialist Party has struck. Kelly says, these people make me sick. James says, it's a real poop show out there. And Glenn says, judging today's people by today's standards is hideously unfair. That's interesting. Anyway, thanks for taking the time, and we'll look for more comments later. That story is one that's going to be around for a while, just like Dr. Seuss. Meghan's Markle says the royal family is perpetuating falsehoods about her and Harry.
Oh?
This is in an interview with the Oprah Monster. Meghan, after she was asked...
Isn't a Pope so freeing?
...said that the Buckingham Palace launching an investigation into allegations she bullied her royal aides and created a toxic and manipulative atmosphere when she and Harry were still part of the family. I don't find that to be a real stretch.
No. I mean...
She's a princess.
Look at Charles' personality. He's abrasive at times.
Yes, he can be. Well, he's angry. Yeah. Look, he was supposed to be king 30 years ago.
Yeah, he's still waiting.
And obviously his mother doesn't think too much of him, or she would have relinquished the throne and gone into queen retirement.
Can she do that?
I think she can, yeah.
The Pope can.
Hey, for everybody that's, oh my God, the states are opening up again. The Super Bowl did not turn into a super spreader. 25,000 fans attended the game. Local health officials determined that Super Bowl events only resulted in 57 total COVID cases. I'll bet there were more cases of the flu or any other thing that goes around than the coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So, states will open. It's interesting. See how this plays out in sports. Okay. Because in Texas, I guess they can have as many people as they want at a ball game when the season opens next month. But the mayor of Chicago, that freaking genius, no fans at Wrigley or Comiskey.
Is that right?
No fans.
I didn't know that. I didn't hear that. But well, I did hear that. Go ahead.
Well, baseball teams' gate revenue is about 40% of their money. So it's gonna, you're going to have some teams that are regaining that revenue stream and others that will have nothing.
The Crimson Tide said that Bryant Denny Stadium will be full.
Yes.
This year.
And again, Governor Ivey will be addressing the state on this issue. It could be that the safer at home days end on the 13th.
Oh, is that right? So that's almost one.
There would be 1 year.
1 year?
That would be. Mm-hmm. It was the 13th when this happened.
How about that?
It was the 12th. It was Thursday the 12th. Thursday, March the 12th. Whenever, late in the afternoon, they had a report out of Jefferson, I think. Jefferson County had a report.
At the first COVID case.
And then the very next day, they shut down, said they were going to shut down schools as of the following Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, businesses and things like that had to close
their doors. I was listening to the last exhibition baseball games that were being played.
Me too.
And they said, the game is ending now. They are taking the players off the field and sending everybody home. And my heart sank. And at that time, did you think we'd be still dealing with this a year later?
No. I heard that last Braves game, too.
And then 4 months. How did we get through 4 months?
I'm 4 for 4 on Braves broadcast, by the way.
I noticed that yesterday. David Schwimmer says the Friends reunion is finally going to tape next month. Simpsons will have a 33rd and 34th season. Fox renewed it for 2 more.
How would you like to be a writer and try to come up with another idea?
I don't know how you do that. I really don't know how you do that. I mean, at some point,
you've done everything.
Anything is milked dry.
Yeah.
But, hey, congratulations to them. They have yet to jump the shark. And that's pretty much it for the cheap and trashy today. Gulf States Mobility in Wetumpka, an amazing group of people that take a customized approach to assist people to restore choices to lives that have been dramatically impacted by a cruel twist of fate, a car wreck, falling off a ladder. Some cases, that's why, you know, it's always better to call like Jones Brothers, people who fell off the roof of their home. I'll fix it. I don't need to call anybody in. And then they're spending a long time recovering from broken hips, broken bones, and a complete loss of mobility. So what they do, people recover faster when they're in familiar environments. So let's get them out of the hospital, get them home. Before they return home, Gulf States Mobility makes that home safely accessible and mitigates the risk of any further injury so the recovery can continue seamlessly. They can put people behind the wheel of their car again with VIM vehicles. These are vehicles they equip with voice command technologies that allow people to take back control of their schedule. The weight, to bear the weight of dependency, is the worst part of this for so many of their clients. So Gulf States does whatever they can to take that off the table. 514-6590 is their number. We hope you never have to call them for the reason they're there. But if you need them, you'll be glad they are. Gulf States Mobility, the pride of Wetumpka. Couple of minutes shy of 7 o'clock. Brandon Fatch, next hour.
But
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic looking good around Montgomery right now. We've got a little congestion at Atlanta Highway into Madison, on into downtown and the boulevard. Little busy at some of the major intersections. No accidents reported in the Montgomery area so far. However, up in Prattville, Durden Road at Lower Kingston, accident there earlier involving some power poles. They're waiting on the power company to get that fixed. Durden Road is closed right now. If you use that as an outlet in the morning, you'll have to take an alternate route. Reinhart Toyota has the Toyota you've always wanted. Visit their location on the Eastern Boulevard or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Seniors, enjoying your retirement doesn't have to break the bank. Caravita Village has recently been renovated and upgraded. Their community is built on relationships. 3 chef-inspired meals daily, transportation, group activities, and a host of other amenities are